Pat Quinn. I grew up with Dave. I'm the, I guess I'm the conservative Corcoran, which explains why I'm not in any of the Christmas pictures. I also don't have my father's speaking ability or brevity, so you'll have to bear with me here. And this may be a bit more of a ramble than a speech, but I'd like to begin with, Roof! Don't know where that came from. The other day I saw a movie called Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. Perhaps some of you have seen it. And I really did identify with the main character for a lot of reasons. In the movie, he's crazy about Meryl Streep, and who isn't. Generally, he's a nervous wreck, and he doesn't look good in a long white robe. So I truly did identify him with him. And Brooks drives a car into a bus one day and wakens in a sort of purgatory, and he gets to eat all the pie and Danish he wants without getting fat. Or essentially, though, he has to defend his life for the next few days. The setting is a type of courtroom, and with a prosecutor who rolls videotape of him and his life and challenges Brooks to defend it and challenges him for his failures. And a public defender played by Rip Torn perfectly, who supports him and praises him, urging him before a panel of judges to be able to move on to the next stage of his life. Brooks somehow is perfect for his portrayal of the Buddhist suffering exit, sweating out each event in his life like a roll of the dice at life's spiritual craps table. But his character's attempt to detach himself from desire, most notably a hot night in heaven with Meryl Streep, only seems to lead to a greater suffering and to scoring fewer points with the judges. In fact, the prosecution suggests that Brooks' lifetime of self-denial amounts to a tapestry of fear and risk avoidance. Brooks, roof! I'm sorry. Brooks' defender is constantly explaining away the video highlights as evidence of a man of noble, pursuing a noble eightfold path. The prosecutor, on the other hand, sees Woody Allen and Charlie Brown. I see a lot of myself in the Brooks character. And on the way up here yesterday, I began to picture Dave in the role of my prosecutor. You obviously can relate. I started to run with that, and as it was not long before I saw Alex would be ideal as my defender. Now, while Alex possesses exceptional talents and for this role, and his kind heart certainly would place my best interests above all else, I think, like Rip Torn in the movie, Alex, deep down, probably thinks Dave is right about me and knows his work is really cut out for him in defending me as his client. Moving to the next level is the good in the movie. In Dave's terms, it is moving from Long Island to Kennebunk, from a Mercedes to a Honda hatchback, or from fiberglass to wood, from a lowly Hinckley to a Herrschaft. Not that Dave has anything against fiberglass, of course, for he often told me, Pat, fiberglass will do wonderful things, and by the way, always keep duct tape with you somewhere. But I digress. As my prosecutor would open his case, the prosecution will show that the defendant wasted his life playing golf and wearing neckties and working for a bank. Objection, Alex would say. My client is a horrible golfer, and he's been to at least two Grateful Dead shows, and in fact works for the same bank in which the prosecutor himself is the single largest shareholder. What would follow would be a series of points and counterpoints, with the panel not getting a word edgewise, breaking down into a bloody brawl that I would personally have to break up again, separating Alex and Dave to opposite sides of the room, sort of like the flight we had from Denver to Calgary as unaccompanied minors when we were younger. Alex remembers this, a colossal misjudgment by the airline led to our being seated together on a flight with no air marshals. You can imagine the suffering of the other passengers. Believe me when I tell you that it is essentially possible the effort to establish the Transportation Safety Agency began with this flight. order is restored, and Dave would continue with questions about how I could expect to justify my life when I was nothing like Mike Hurley or Paul Hurley or Bill Mack or any member of his family who achieved so much and stood so much for what they owned, what they believed in themselves. Alex would object again, saying that I took great risks in my life, jumping off bridges and other things. And he would challenge me to explain why I made the choices I did in life and to explain what was it I did that was important. Important not just to me, but everyone in my life. The point of the movie, Defending Your Life, is about challenging ourselves to achieve the greatest things possible for ourselves and never fear what stands in the way of that. And Dave embodied that in everything he did. And I think it is fitting that the voice I hear now, when I listen for Dave, and I still hear Dave loud and clear, is the voice of my prosecutor challenging me still to examine my choices, to do not only what I believe is important for others, but for me and my family and the world at large. Dave clearly led a life of self-examination and met that challenge head on. He will be missed so very much, but I will always be grateful that he spoke with such conviction and strength when he was with us, so that I can expect to hear his voice, his wonderful voice, for the rest of my days, and to continue to be guided by him. Thank you.
Anyone else?